listening to the Podcast Growth Podcast, where some of the world's most successful podcasters share some of their tips and tactics that they've used to grow their podcast audience. For more podcasting resources, get to thepodcastingacademy.com. Welcome on to this episode of the Podcast Growth Podcast. I'm Brad Brown. It's the very first episode of the Podcast Growth Podcast. Thank you so much for downloading and listening to the show. Hopefully, over the coming months and years, you're going to learn a ton from very successful podcasters about how they've grown their podcast and in turn, how it can help you grow yours. So my goal for this podcast is every single week I'm going to share a tactic or a tip from a podcaster, and it's not necessarily someone who's getting a gazillion downloads, but someone who's in the trenches just like you, just like me, who's getting results doing something. And I want to share those tips and tactics with you so that if you employ them week on week, over time, they'll just compound and really explode the growth of your podcast. So that's the goal of this show. If you're a podcaster and you figured something out and you'd like to share it with me and my audience, please, I'd love you to get in touch. All you have to do is head over to my website. It's bradbrown.co. You can submit your details there, get in touch. You can also find me on Twitter at Big Brad Brown. Instagram's the same, Facebook. Hook me up and let me know what you're up to. I'm a firm believer of a rising tide lifts all ships. And you can learn a lot from people, not necessarily just in your industry, but people doing things in other industries that can help you grow. So the more we share, I think the more it benefits all of us. So let's get out there and test things and see what works, see what doesn't, and let's learn from everyone else's mistakes and successes. So that's exactly what the show is all about. And today's tactic is something that I think has been an absolute game changer in my podcasting career. And it was something that I stumbled across purely by accident, and I wanted to share it with you today because it's probably been one of the things that's created the biggest momentum or the most momentum when it comes to my podcast numbers. And it's essentially how I spent less than $5 a day on one of my podcasts and tripled the downloads in 3 months using Facebook advertising. So I'm going to share that with you today. I've also put together a step-by-step download, like a cheat sheet that you can download off my website right now. Just get to the show notes for this episode. It's bradbrown.co/1. And you can get them there. But before I get into today's episode, let me just tell you that this episode of the Podcast Growth Podcast is brought to you by Dollar Scribe. Get your podcast transcribed and checked by a real person for a dollar or less per minute of audio. Get to dollarscribe.com to find out more. So let's dive into what I did. The first thing you need to do if you want to try this out is make sure that your website has been pixeled with the Facebook pixel. And in days gone by, Facebook used to have various pixels, a conversion pixel, an event pixel, a this pixel, a that pixel, here a pixel, there a pixel, everywhere a pixel. It got very confusing. The good news is they've simplified it, and there's one pixel to rule them all. So it's like the Lord of the Rings. And all you need to do is make sure that pixel's on your website. It's really simple now. It needs to be in the head tags. If you're not sure how to do it, just ask your web developer or just YouTube it. There are so many tutorials on how to do it. It's really simple. You don't really need a web developer to charge you money to do it. If you're on WordPress or Squarespace, it is so simple. You just copy that that code from within your Facebook ads dashboard, pop it into your website, and Bob's your uncle. Then what you want to do is you want to start building an audience. So once that pixel code is in your website, you can then start logging and tracking visitors to your website. And I do it across the board, the entire website, not just parts, bits and pieces. And the reason I do that is because I want to be able to build an audience of people who have been to my website. So essentially a warm contact list through Facebook advertising. And then if you've got money to burn, you can do it as a lookalike, but I really like doing it as a straight up only visits to my website, because I want my brand to be front of mind. So if somebody comes across a podcast or a post on my website, they've seen the branding, they know who I am, they've been exposed to who I am, and there might be a bit of familiarity when they see an ad pop up in their Facebook timeline, for an example, so that they've seen this before, it's familiar, and they click on it, and that's the way it works. So, and I think that's one of the reasons why I've been able to keep the click costs down quite a bit, is because I'm retargeting people who have been to my website. So it's not a massive audience, but it is very, very targeted. The other thing I do is I don't target my country. I target the entire world. Reason being is because it's not going to, unless you're getting hundreds of thousands of people visiting your website, then you can split it. But I don't, and most people I know don't either. So I have the entire globe as my target audience because, again, I want people from all over listening to my podcast. That's just the way I want it to work. I'm going to talk about the ad copy and all of that sort of stuff and the images and how I do it just from a technical point of view. Up next, just want to tell you quickly about DollarScribe. It is an awesome service. If you've ever considered transcribing your podcast, and there is an episode coming up on the Podcast Growth Podcast about using transcriptions to grow your podcast, but if you've ever considered it, do it. It's another game changer with regards to growing podcast numbers, and there are various ways to transcribe your podcast. When we first started, we did it. Oh, I say we. I did it. I put my hand up. I used to do it. It was an absolute time suck. I wouldn't advise you doing that. What we've did is we found someone to do it for us. And as it stands, Google doesn't index audio. They only index text. Yes, they do video through YouTube and that sort of thing. But having a transcription of all your audio on your website really makes Google index your site a lot better, and you get a lot more organic traffic. So if you want to check out DollarScribe, you know what software as a service is. This is a service as a service. If you do 4 15-minute podcasts a month, it's going to cost you $60. So $1 a minute, it's transcribed and checked by a real person. If you do more audio, it works out even less per minute. So go check it out, dollarscribe.com. All right, then what you want to do with regards to this tactic is within your Facebook ads dashboard, you don't want to boost the post. You want to create an ad, okay? So you create the ad, and your target will obviously be that warm audience, and I don't like targeting too far out. So I always do it 7 days or less because, again, I want it front of mind. If you're anything like me or most of the world, you've got a bit of look squirrel in you, and there's just a real short attention span. So the sooner you can do it after they visited your website, the better. The other thing you want to do is you only want to serve your ad on mobile devices. So no desktop, only on mobiles and only on iOS. And I know it's narrowing it down even more, but I'll tell you why. iTunes, where you want most of your people, or where most people will subscribe to podcasts, it's so difficult to find the subscribe button for most people. So they might listen to a podcast episode, like it, but it's just too much effort to go and find the subscribe button. So what we do in these ads, the link, the destination link that we use when somebody clicks on our ad, is if you go into iTunes, on the left-hand side of the interface, there's a button that says subscribe. If you right-click on that button, there's it asks you to, you can share it to Facebook, Twitter, and that sort of thing. But there's a link that says share. If you copy that link and use that link in the destination URL in your Facebook ad, when somebody clicks on that ad, it sends them directly to your podcast page on iTunes. And the reason I say mobile device and only iOS, yes, there are people who use Android and use iTunes on their desktop, but what this does is if, for instance, you're on an iPhone or an iPad and you click on that link in a Facebook ad, it opens up your podcast player that's native to your Apple device. And it opens it up on the page where the subscribe button is. So they're literally one click away from subscribing to your podcast. And if you put the copy, if the copy in your ad is positioned correctly, it's just a no-brainer for them to subscribe. And if you go and check out the copy that I've used in that download, it's bradbrown.co/1, you'll see exactly what I mean. But those are the two things you really want to do, is make sure you only target mobile and you only target iOS. It's going to narrow that audience down a little bit more, but your click-through rate will be a lot higher because people who are on their mobile device, it'll open in their podcast player, and then they, like I said, one button away from subscribing. It's as simple as that. It sounds quite complicated, but it's not. Go check out that download. It's a one-pager just with all the steps on exactly how I do it and give you some idea on the copy and image that I've used as well. But like I said, works like an absolute bomb, and tripled our numbers in 3 months using less than $5 a day on one of our podcasts, the first one that we tried it on. So go check it out, bradbrown.co/1. If you enjoyed this podcast, podcast, please hit the subscribe button in iTunes. Leave us a review and a rating as well. Those really, really help us get in front of more people just like you. And again, if you have any suggestions or if you have any tips and tricks that you've employed in your podcast and you'd like to share with me, I'd love to hear about it. I'm a geek for numbers. I love testing things. And if you want someone to sort of back up your idea to see if it works, I'll be your guinea pig. I'm always willing to try things on podcasts. So send it to me. Be in touch. Head over to bradbrown.co. That's it for the first episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And come back once a week. We'll have more tips and tactics for you on how to grow your podcast here on the Podcast Growth Podcast. Thank you for listening to the Podcast Growth Podcast. Our theme music was created by bensound.com. And for more podcast resources, get to thepodcastingacademy.com.